Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question. What are the chances that you will vote in November 5th election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. And what state are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Michigan? Okay. Thank you. And what year were you born? Only the year.
1975. 75. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't put 65 on me, too. That's way
no.
too old.
Either way, you're still young. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Probably the cost of living.
Okay. Inflation.
Yeah, inflation. If the groceries are going to be this high, then they need to raise the wages up or something.
Okay. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, you skip that one?
Biden.
Biden? Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know, Jay. Is he related to the Kennedys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't pay attention to the... I don't watch the news. The news is too depressing. Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their option. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden.
100.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
The one that Joe Biden is, like, what is that, Democrat?
Yeah, Democratic, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Whatever the one Joe Biden is.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Oh, Biden.
Much more? Or
so Trump wanted a lot more.
Okay, thank you.
A lot more than...
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do
strongly.
You agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize protected undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Yeah. Strongly.
Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of statements.
How many more questions is there?
We are 60% into the survey. We got 40% left. We almost done. I'll try to rush right through it.
Okay.
I'm going to list. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check to have.
For the Democrat. I'm sorry. I was talking to my husband.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly.
Disagree or agree?
Oh, okay. Strongly.
Agree. Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
Agree. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
strongly. I mean, agree strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to the immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024 election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes.
Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much likely.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work jobs and contribute to the economy.
Likely.
Much more? Or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes.
Much more likely?
Yeah, much more likely.
Okay, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly.
Much more likely?
Yeah, much more likely, yeah.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yes.
Much more? Somewhat more? Somewhat less?
Much more.
Much more, okay.
Much more.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more? Okay, thank you. Yeah. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats had failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very.
Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not?
Yeah, very concerned.
Very, okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you the two different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. On the other hand, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach
Joe.
Comes
Biden.
Yeah. Biden? Much closer,
yeah.
Or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay, thank you. Next. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes, I know someone. Yes, a family member. Yes, a friend. Yes, a co-worker. Or yes, but I prefer not to specify.
I don't know anybody.
No? Okay, thank you. Next. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? OAN, Newsmax, TikTok, Facebook, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News Channel or website, Instagram, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, Univision or Telemundo, or none of the above?
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook, okay, thank you so much.
News,
okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Back to Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
I'm not from there now.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America.
None.
What was that, ma'am?
None.
None?
Yeah.
None of the above?
Yeah, Italian.
Okay, where's your family from, your siblings, your background?
Italian.
Italian, okay, thank you. Now, were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
I was born in the United States.
Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
No? Okay. What languages do you primarily speak at home? Always English, more English.
English,
okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
The one that Joe Biden is.
Democrat, okay.
Yeah,
would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay. Thinking of in political terms, will you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Some college? Or you graduated?
Yeah, some college.
Okay, thank you.
I got a certificate.
Okay. And what is your religion, if any?
None.
None? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know you that you're interested in a follow-up research and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you
thank
for your time.
You.